Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight Interview Series. I am your host, Barrett McDonald, and today I am joined by Alex Ludwig, owner of Pluragon IT Inc. Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. Would you like to kick things off with a brief background as to who you are and what it is you do?
Sure, Barrett. First, thank you for having me. And what we do at Pluragon IT is we do strategic IT consulting. So we help customers setting up their IT properly with all aspects of their business, and help them also to translate their needs into technology. And we also lead the IT projects for the customer. And we do managed services for the customers. So once everything is set up and running, we help them with their daily to-dos and daily IT problems with all of their IT systems. This is what we do for now. We plan to grow into other fields of the IT business as well, especially into IT security, because I'm bringing knowledge with me from my past job. We also have some partners on the horizon who could also help us grow in this sector. Yeah,
that's awesome. So what kind of got you into being an entrepreneur for yourself?
After moving to Canada, I worked with three startups, which were all led by one and the same person, and got into contact with many more entrepreneurs who also started their own businesses. And I think it's this old thing, kind of, you know, with who you spend your time with, it kind of forms your perspective and what you want to do, and also your personality. So I saw all those people starting, you know, those businesses, successful, not successful, if not successful, learning from their mistakes and so on, and just, you know, going on. And it's just very, very interesting. You know, it's challenging for sure, but it's also a huge chance. And I wanted to have my own. I wanted to kind of form my own business and my own services and my own brand.
Well, that's amazing. So what would you say have been your biggest learnings as an employer since you began in business?
I think that the learning curve began earlier in my life, when I became a team lead in my last job. And, you know, you have your first responsibilities in terms of human resources. So you know, need to have a learning curve in all of the different characters and the different problems then you have to deal with. So it's not especially this salary questions or questions about knowledge of people that you hire. It's the personality. It's, you know, all the little things that can make life easy or can make it very complicated working together with those people. So I always tried to hire the right mindset and the right personality. I think this is one of the learnings that also helped me get the right people on board for my own business. And the other thing is, you needed to learn pretty early to separate business and personal relationships. And this is sometimes really hard. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So you kind of touched on what you look for in employees. So when you're doing some hiring, what is it that you look for in your staff, and how do you foster a positive and productive work environment?
So first of all, you need to know what is your business strategy? Where do you want to grow? In which sector do you want to grow? So, you know, saying that I only hire for personality and the right mindset is wrong, because sure, you need people who bring the knowledge with them, or who at least have the foundational knowledge you can build on. So this is one factor. So, you know, their experience, not necessarily The education. So I'm not looking into everybody needs to have a master degree, especially in this field, you know, where I'm searching for. That's not the case. But if someone, you know, never worked in this field where I'm just searching people for, let's say, virtualization technologies or anything, you know, would be hard to hire. That's just it. But I could not hire someone who just doesn't have the right personality and would not fit into the team. Who would
Right.
who's not motivated, you know, just to grow, to learn new things, to work together with other people from the team and so on. I would never. So those are qualities I look for when I hire people. And when I talk about personality, you know, I don't need and very extroverted people who is extroverted person who is my firewall administrator. I would never hire someone who's very introvert and then put him in a sales position. So that's
Right.
also something you need to be aware of and
Yeah.
look into. Yeah.
Absolutely. So what would you say are some of the common misconceptions about running a business, and how do you address them?
Not everything goes according to plan. This is something. So even if you put out a plan, sometimes you just need to be reactive, even if it might not be the right thing, but it's just, you know, looking into the last years, you had to react to several different circumstances that just happened.
Absolutely.
And with the upcoming AI integration into everything, you might also need to react just to new technologies and new concepts, and yeah, just also just change in society that you have to address in your business. So not everything is planned in a business, I would say, and not everything needs a plan. So
Right.
you need to know where you want to go. You need to have your vision where you want to go. You also need to, you know, do a proper planning for your finances and, you know, your hiring plan and so on. But you cannot plan everything in detail. So I think that's a misconception. And the other thing of a misconception is that talking to so many entrepreneurs, people think that you start a business and you are successful. You know, most of those entrepreneurs, they have started, I don't know, 10 business, 20, 50, whatever, before being successful. So that's also a misconception about I just start something and next year I'm a millionaire. It's not how it works.
Yeah, it's funny at Action Coach, we have a saying, it's fail fast. Because in failing, you learn so much more than in succeeding. That just to get out there and start doing what you want to do, fall down, dust yourself off, and then kind of keep on going again is a big difference maker. So what do you attribute your growth to?
Dedication, engagement, a lot of time
Yeah.
that goes into this. Networking. You need personal relationships. You need to network. You need personal relationships. Just a well kind of a constructed web page that showcases your services and what you do. Does not do much for your business. Sure, it gives, you know, people who look into it a first overview, but personal recommendations weigh much more. People who work with you and tell friends and other business partners about you and your business, you know, this is what really helps you. And I love networking. It's great. And this yeah, helps me to grow. Definitely.
That's awesome. So you touched on it a few moments ago, but figuring out how to balance your personal life and the demands of running a business. So what are some of the strategies you use to navigate that level of difficulty?
2 liters of coffee every day. And no, I'm just kidding. It's sometimes really hard. And this concept of work-life balance. I don't know if I would agree with this. The thing is, if you want to grow your own business and you are dedicated to this and it's your brand, it's basically your baby, is it really work what you do? Is it, so sure you have those meetings and phone calls, and this is also on the weekend, but it just becomes part of your life. So you need to learn when to, put your phone to the side and then spend time with the kids, spend time with your family, with your wife, when to take vacation and not answer the phone or not write any emails. And the other thing is, my relationship. So my wife and I, we are married for over 15 years. She's running the show here, at home, and without her, without this strong relationship, I would have had no chance doing this.
Yeah, that echoes a lot of the different topics that everyone's touched on. Is it, both personally and professionally, you have to surround yourself with good people who create that balance with you and for you. So I applaud the efforts that you've made. So thinking back over the last couple of years, if you had to start all over again from square one in business, what would you do differently this time around?
I think the first thing I would have done differently is doing my master's earlier, because I was still studying when I moved here. So I was working
Okay.
and studying and then writing a master thesis over 9 months, just beside working and family and everything. No, I don't want to do it again.
Was 3 or 4 liters of coffee back then.
This, yeah, definitely. I would start a side hustle earlier in my life, just to have a, people always call it passive income, but I would just not call it passive, because you still need to do something for it, you still need to work for it and set it up and everything. So it hopefully leads to some sort of a passive income. But I think the most important thing that you learn from a side hustle is you learn to fail, as you mentioned before, and you see earlier what works and what not. And you can earlier build your own brand and your own idea, of whatever you try to create. So I try to nudge my 2 daughters a little bit into this direction. So sure, at the moment the older one, but explain to them that a good education is essential, but also doing your own thing and just trying different things is also essential, and do it early in your life. Fail early, So that's one thing. And I would also love to have had an earlier education in management and economics. So all the stuff that I did through my master's, maybe also into the monetary system, because I wrote my thesis about this and so on. So yeah, this is just, but on the other hand, doing all those things differently, would I be where I am? I don't know. I maybe would have not met my wife, or I would have not gone through all of those different stages in my life, where I had a lot of teachers, other business leaders, team leaders, department heads, and everything, where you just learned in real life and not just the theory from the books. And this is
Right.
sometimes far more valuable than just, reading about the stuff, because real life is different than theory, So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic advice. As we're wrapping up here, Alex, for anyone who may be listening and watching, what kind of advice do you have for anyone who's sitting on the fence about going into the business ownership world?
Do it, but don't put too much pressure on yourself. Start small, think about what you do, start some little test balloons, to see what works and what not. If the first test balloons, if the first 10 test balloons or 20 test balloons fail, don't give up, go on, try number 30 and 40, and as I just learned a week ago, everybody knows WD-40 and uses it at home. The 40 stands for the 40th try of this guy with his formula to create this product. So, and this took many, many years to find the right formula. And I think there are many more examples out there of the same thing. So, and but you know, when you want to start your own business and you want to do it as a side hustle. As I mentioned before, don't go in, with everything and put a lot of risk on this, because it also puts a lot of pressure on you. Maybe you try to wind down your current job just to 4 days a week, and one day you just use to create your own business. So, you can grow slowly into your own new entrepreneurship.
That's some pretty sound advice, Alex. So I really appreciate that. So thank you for your time. It was great meeting you and learning more about your entrepreneurial journey. To everyone watching, I look forward to seeing you on our next episode.
Thanks, Barrett.